U.S. Ambassador Samantha Powers, who's at the United Nations, announced Monday that the U.N. Security Council will hold an emergency meeting on the Ebola crisis later in the week. This comes as the World Health Organization estimates 20,000 people would be infected before the outbreak ends. Speaking to reporters at the UN on Monday, Power warned that the situation on the ground in West Africa is grim and called on the international community to act collectively to stem the spread of the virus, pointing out that Liberia is the hardest hit of the Ebola-affected countries.
As you know, Liberia is one of three West African countries ravaged by the recent and growing Ebola outbreak. I won't mince words. The situation on the ground is dire and growing worse by the day. Most of you heard Special Representative Karen Langren's account of the situation last week. The trend lines in this crisis are grave. And without immediate international action, we are facing the potential for a public health crisis that could claim lives on a scale far greater than current estimates and set the countries of West Africa back a generation. Because of the increasingly grim situation, particularly in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea, the United States has requested an emergency meeting of the Security Council this Thursday, September 18th. I don't need to tell any of you how unusual Security Council debates on public health issues and public health crises are, but at this moment it is crucial that Council members discuss the status of the epidemic, confer on a coordinated international response, and begin the process of marshaling our collective resources to stop the spread of the disease.